My name's Paul Keneally. I'm a poet, artist, and record label manager from Loughborough. And tonight I'm going to be reading a piece, performing a piece called Start Where You Stand. It's exactly what it says. I believe that we should be making art, poetry, music about and from where we are right now. And that I mean that spiritually, physically, whatever.
So existentially, where are we at the moment?
Existentially, where we are at the moment. We're stood in the bottom of Leicester College of Adult Education. In Leicester. Physically and existentially.
But does that have a... What would you describe if you were if this was listened to in 100 years' time and the culture had shifted and changed, what would you say that meant to be here in this place, in Leicester, at this time?
Do you know what? That's a really difficult question to answer. What does it mean to be physically here? What it means is, for me, it means that I've made something specifically about this place that we are in, this place and where it is within this mad world that we are right at the moment, and that with all the things that are going on in the world, sometimes we feel we can't actually change things or respond to things. But what we can do is start where we are. Start where we are. Don't worry about what other people are thinking about you. Engage with other people, share things, collaborate with people. And that's where we are in this place today, because that's what this exhibition and performance cycle is all about.
So what kind of things do you look forward to when you come to an event like this? I mean, what gets you, when you walk out and you go, I feel refreshed, I feel, you know, it's given me something, I've connected with the present, I've connected with where I am. What kind of things do you look for?
I'm looking for something that's moved me in some way, and that's moved me in a way that I didn't really expect it to. So I've got no preconceptions about what I'm going to see today. Somebody's just told me straight off the cuff that a song that I appear on with Will of Margaret, Disco Orgy, is now probably going to be done as a cover tonight, and they've never heard it before. So things like that excite me, and I'm excited to see what anybody's going to do, because I've got no idea what anybody's going to do.
So leave your preconceptions behind and just experience the moment.
Leave your preconceptions behind, experience the moment that you're in, and share that moment as you see it. So say what you see, say what you hear, and move on from there. She got out to Budapest, and then came from Budapest.
Hi, my name's Paul Dexter. I've been working with Miffy about 5-6 weeks now, developing a cloak for her, which had symbols and patterns, symbols based around working class life, everyday life. The lettering on there says create and destroy, which was a concept she was interested in, got me to explore the idea of renewal, creating, destroying, creating again. I decorated the garment, which is about 10 foot by 9 foot, using permanent marker pens and spray paint. And I think we're all quite happy with the result, to be honest. The symbols, eyes played a prominent part. There's three large eyes over the shoulders and the back. And things like a football, a can of beer, a lighter, a pack of cigarettes, bag of chips, spray can, all things that we thought would be suitable for such a garment to be used in this nature.
Paul's going to do
it's actually not a bit warm, you know. It's not as cold as it was.
No, it's all right.
It's not quite as cold as it was.
No, but we'll see how long it will last before the bowl. Imagine if please might touch it. Please might be all right.
Why is there so much police around anyway?
Football.
Oh, is it football, is it?
Might be that.
Okay, this is Start Where You Stand. Start where you stand, on the pavement, outside the shop, by the bus stop, The edge of the park where the grass gives way to path, and the path gives way to whatever happens next. Look around for something not grand, for something small, a sweet packet in a hedge, a child's chalk line. These are openings. Here you go. No, it's fine. Come through the opening. These are openings. Little doors. Step through.
So yeah, we're doing the Velvet Underground's Anna Lee, Simon Raven, and we're making disco songs lately.
Mishu, can you please... you're filming. Thank you so much.
We've got multiple. Getting packed all over the place. Multiple angles, tapes. We're all over you. This is a special performance by the Velvet Actors. We're honoured to have them at the closing event of Intangible Labour, the New Folklore. Thank you for joining us. Artists Simon Raven and Anna Lee.
Never got out.
No, this is it. I'd be trapped forever in the lift of the adult education centre.
Until the next person needs it.
That's very true, until they kick me out.
You know.
Hello, thank you. Go on. Two. I'm looking for the doorway.
We're here tonight to hold a candlelit vigil to all the people who enact intangible labour, all the people whose work and effort goes unnoticed in this world, to all the people who are working in silence and obscurity. We are here tonight to hold a candle-lit vigil for all the work that is hidden and goes unnoticed, to all the people who are on the margins, who are suppressed and repressed in this world. We bring light into the darkness, and we thank you. Mark is now going to enact a spiritual cleansing of the site, whilst Tilly keeps the fire alight. We bring light into the darkness. Paul, could you please put some magical symbols on the cloak? Thank you.
Quite impressive.
Are you casting any spells or
it's just
enchantments?
It's just a purification smell.
Reminds me of Rob's cooking now, unfortunately.
It's incredibly reminiscent of that time that we were talking about when we were riding hobby horses in a car park, an industrial estate in Loughborough, and it was about this temperature.
In the side street in Leicester.
So now we're in the side street in Leicester, yeah. So we seem to only do this in late January, where the weather is at its most appalling.
This wouldn't be out of place with the Greeks or the Romans.
Well, these are sacred games. I was rereading Nietzsche, spoke Zarathustra, and the thing that struck me was, what sacred games must we create? So I was thinking about kind of traitors as being an obvious kind of sacred game now that God is dead. But this is also a sacred game of a different kind.
Because I was thinking Hestia, the goddess of the hearth.
Yes, yeah. So
keeper of the flames.
Keeper of the flames, yeah. So obviously the kind of Romans reinvented the Roman gods as to suit themselves. Yeah. But so it's kind of up to us to reinvent them to suit us again. So
a pagan version.
Yes, yeah, a kind of like a re-paganing, yeah. So but obviously we don't know what the Druids or anyone, because they weren't literate society, they were oral society, so we don't have a record apart from their enemies as to what British tradition was. So it's kind of up for grabs to kind of remake it in a mould that you want it in. So, and there's kind of like some interesting kind of folk art going on at the moment. There's a folk art manifesto being written as well, which is to, you know, it's not just about the white cube, it's not just about artists in capital letters, it's about people and places. And so obviously Leicester Education Centre has been part of my life.
It's become a temple.
Yeah, for 30 years I've been coming here for one thing or another. So it's nice to actually be part of something that kind of celebrates that. So.
And these things kind of come from, you don't think it, do you? It's like deep within, it's like what's the phrase? There is
it's sediment and stuff, isn't it? Yeah, someone's fossilised. Yeah. In you, but when it kind of rains, it comes back to life.
So,
fire.
Well, there's been a procession where Miffy has led, and Tilly is following behind on roller skates. Paul is holding a cauldron full of fire. And it's been documented by everybody else. The sign at the front is the sign that says caution, spiritual cleansing progress.
It's very, I was just saying to Mark then, it's very kind of, could have taken place in the Greek times.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, who's the winged Mercury? Is the winged shoes. So yeah. Tilly's got the roller skates on.
Yeah. Well, it's whatever time it's supposed to take place in, it does kind of seem out of place in the middle of a town centre. you'd walk past it at a festival, wouldn't you?
And yet people flock to festivals to do this kind of thing. And if they don't get it, they complain.
Whereas
in the middle of Leicester, it's kind of...
Bit of an oddity,
The taxis, the fire engines, the buses.
Yeah. But I guess everyone's just going back about their own life. It's a Thursday evening and a lot of people are just getting back from work or going home for tea or something like that.
Hello everyone, I'm James. I'm going to tell you a ghost story tonight. I'm an artist and writer, and I make work that's in particular places, like psycho-geographical places, particularly the Lincolnshire Fens and coasts where I'm from. So this particular ghost story is about burgeoning queer anxiety and how spectral manifestations in kind of mystical but suburban places happen. So an empty house on a suburban 1970s estate. The only dwelling on Adrian Close, whose grass has not been...
So we have just been at the closing event for Intangible Labour and the New Folk Law. We were joined by Paul Keneally, who read a poem about community and people coming together through work, artwork. And then we had a performance from the Velvet Acronyms, which is Anna Lee and Simon Raven. And they performed two songs for us, Disco and Staying Alive. And then we were joined by Tilly, and she took her altar out into the street, assisted by Matt Buckley, and lit lots of candles whilst Mark lit his cauldron, and Sarah carried a sign saying spiritual cleanse in progress, like a hazard sign, so to tick all the health and safety boxes. Tilly was the keeper of the fire and kept the fire lit, whilst I wore the cloak which has been part of the show and that Paul made, and we did a procession down the street, and at intervals I would stop and Paul would spray paint the cloak using stencils. Other people who've been in the show include Anon, Stefan Libio, who's currently residing in Taiwan, Lauren Alwyn, we had Dawn Yao, who's currently residing in Canada, in the show, and Ali Woollycott, who resides over Burton-upon-Trent, also Francis McLean, Nee Ryan, who's currently in Trinidad, which is close to where she grew up. She grew up in Jamaica, and she had paintings in the show. And we're just going to close with the last thing, which is a reading by James Chantry, who was also in the show. And if I've forgotten anyone's names, I'm really sorry, but I think that was everybody. And we've been assisted throughout the show by Rob Watson, who's been very engaged and doing lots of taping, and as far as I'm concerned, has been part of the show as well, really, with all the interventions in radio. So that's really helped hold the space. Paul Caper Dexter is the person who has been doing the spray painting of the cloak this evening. And Paul Keneally, because there's two Pauls in the show, was doing the poetry reading. Tilly Wheatley is Tilly. Anon is Anon. And oh. I curated it, and my name's Miffy Ryan.
Really got talking about how it is.